We also didn't see Cirio Perel die.
Me and you don't think he's dead, so that's that.
Yeah, but like, y'all like the only ones that don't think he's dead.
Oh, we're gonna see Cirio again.
Okay.
I will point him out when we see him. Be sure to point him out. It's coming soon.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, never beating the light skin allegations. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and TJ, who, am I reading this right? Once got busy in a Burger King bathroom?
No, definitely not. Fast food places, if I had to get busy in a bathroom, Burger King would be the last choice. Like, I feel like that's like dirty as fuck. Like,
you're dang on right.
Give me Five Guys. Like, what else? What else, James?
Chick-fil-A bathroom.
Chick-fil-A bathroom, for sure. My pleasure. Literally. My pleasure. But yeah, not Burger King. Fuck no. Nasty.
Okay. Well, have you ever, like, danced in front of Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase?
Can't say that I have.
Tupac has. Anyway. Did you get the lyric though, right? Right?
No, I did not know.
You don't know the Humpty Dance? Digital Underground?
Okay, I know the song. I do not know the lyrics. Okay. I do know the song. I'm not. Yo, what year were you born? Like, you keep hitting us with this old shit.
I was born in 86, but like,
yeah, I'm a 90s baby, theoretically.
Okay, I was born in theoretically. I was also born in December of 86, so basically 87.
Okay, I was born in December, the very very end of December 89, so 90.
It doesn't matter. It's 3 years. My brother knows the Humpty Dance.
Yo, there's a lot of things that happen in 3 years. Well, you grew up in a light-skinned family too, so it's fine. That's why you know the Humpty Dance.
It's like, now that I've had this blood transfusion and I've had this iron infusion, we are literally the same color. So don't even.
Yo, you ain't got darker because you got some fucking blood in you. That ain't how that shit works. You need sun to get darker. It ain't summertime, motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about?
I have been washed out for months. I looked at myself. I was like, oh, I am darker. I even compared it with my kids. And I know for sure I'm definitely darker now.
Oh, yeah. One shade darker than the mixed breeds over there.
Listen. Still darker. And we're still the
take,
same.
Yeah, look. Take those wins.
You're still the same complexion. Yeah. Like, if I'm not beating the light skin allegations, they have their boot on your neck as well. Anyways.
Oh, before we go, let me tell James about this. We talked about this. That song she gave me last week, James, that I didn't know the fucking lyrics to. I told her after I listened to the song, that sounds like a song that a white person would come to me with to tell me that they're a hip-hop head and start rapping me the lyrics. That's what that song sounds like.
I said it was nominated for a Grammy Award the same year that Gangsta's Paradise won.
Look,
like, it's not a well-known song. It's a well-known song.
Look, Macklemore's album beat out Good Kid, M.A.A.d City, so you know things happen at the Grammys.
Well, okay, but it did lose to Gangsta's Paradise, which is such a good song.
Look, things happen.
Oh man, Gangsta's Paradise, throwback to riding through the rich neighborhood on the way to school, rapping Gangsta's Paradise.
R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P. Coolio. Anyway, welcome to the recap episode for Game of Thrones Season 4. In case you forgot what this podcast is about, that's it.
Yeah, it's not about light skin. It's not about hip-hop. It's about Game of Thrones.
We have made it to our recap episode. We are halfway there. We are 4 seasons in. We are halfway there. We are living on a prayer. Now that one I know you don't know.
I do know that one.
That's white people anthem right there.
That is definitely. I had this conversation with somebody I used to work with. Like, that's a white people anthem.
Yeah.
Anytime that song goes on, white people go nuts.
White people love to sing it. Just like Sweet Carolina, the football game.
Carolina.
White people go fucking crazy for that song.
Yep.
That one's infectious.
That might be the white people anthem.
<That's>
Like, we got not like us. Y'all have Sweet Caroline. Sorry, James.
Did you see that TikTok with like the white woman and her bridesmaids doing like the dance from the Super Bowl?
No,
No,
but
but yeah.
I showed TJ a video of a dude of the groom walking down the
Oh
aisle
yeah, that
to
was
it.
good. I saw that one this morning.
I told Katie I'm doing that.
That's funny because like the white lady video was stitched with somebody being like, if there was ever a better example for they.
They, yeah,
Yo, that's crazy.
Once again, Game of Thrones, season four. And you've already told us you liked it better than the other three.
This was the best season before.
Okay. I mean, even though what Oberyn did was stupid and lame.
Yo, don't even bring that back up. Let's not even rehash that.
Well, we're gonna play some games and have some fun discussions. But yeah, like just looking back over the season, how are you feeling, TJ, after this watch?
I'm enjoying it still. I love season four. I love the finale of season four. So,
It's just the finale that like really, what is it
don't
about?
know. Like 8, 9, and 10 are really good.
You were really excited for the finale. Like what is it? Is it like other than like, yeah, Tyrion does the thing.
The finale is just so well done. Like just from like Stannis riding in. Like we talked about the theme of the children. Like. Being a thing, like Tywin's did, like Tyrion just does the unthinkable in that. Because there's in no world like anybody would watch Tyrion season one and be and then predict be like, you know what, he's gonna kill Shay, and he's gonna kill Tywin.
Yeah. And I mean Shay got on her Meg the Stallion like running through the mall with your motherfucking daddy. Am I to
I don't know that lyric.
like there were a lot of surprising things that happened in season four. It was slow for me on this watch, I guess, because it's been such a long time since I watched it like one episode at a time. So like just seemed a lot slower. So like I have a I yeah.
And it gets like a lull in the middle of the season anyway.
Yeah.
Like
It's a lot. It's
5, 6, 7 are pretty slow setup episodes.
because it's like the episodes themselves aren't
I disagree.
great, but there's things that happen in the episodes that are big.
I
You disagree
disagree.
with what?
The season was slow.
I don't
Because
think the whole season was slow. I just think the middle of the season was like a lull.
you can't say that because episode six was good.
Okay.
So the middle of the season, it's what I said a couple of episodes ago, where the this season is up and down, up and down, up and
Yeah.
down. It's not that slow, gradual build up like every other season.
Let me ask you, would episode 6 have been good to you if Tyrion didn't have his moment at the end of the episode?
Then what would be the point of the episode?
Everything else that happened fucking before
No, that wasn't the point of the episode.
that.
Well, okay. It was, I don't know. Maybe we took a lot of time off and that had something to do with it too. But
Maybe because we did
like it just,
kind of, stretch out season four a little bit.
yeah, it just didn't feel as like, just going through it felt different. It just felt slower to me. But anyway, super fun. Who's ready to play? Do they make it?
Me.
Chin. Little nervous.
Okay, well, recap. Jon Snow, yes. Daenerys Targaryen, yes. Cersei, you said she was going to end up in exile, but then you changed it and you think she's going in season five.
Okay. still like that. I still like that, especially after the season finale.
Okay. Jamie, you said no. You thought season four-ish, but you changed it to yes, and you think he survives.
I'm still going to stick with that, too. All
right. Sansa's a yes. Sam, once again, he better.
He better be.
Better.
Littlefinger is a yes, and he stays in his place. Staying with it? Cool. And then Theon, near the end of two or three. You just only got that one wrong.
Well, I mean.
I mean, kind of. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, his body's still there, but his mind is not.
Yeah,
the boy gone.
We'll give it to you. As of this moment in time. We'll see what the best case scenario is for Theon, though. Maybe. So, then we have Margie. Yes, but with Joff, though, we know not with Joff now. So, do you want to change that one?
No.
Okay.
You still think she makes it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Melisandre.
Actually, hold on. I'm thinking about it here. Because, like, now that Tywin is gone, y'all said that Cersei about to get cracked out. I'm gonna change it. She ain't gonna make it.
All right. And when do you
pass win?
Season five. I don't think she's gonna make it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you think it's gonna be Cersei?
Or like it's gonna be of like her? It's gonna be her plan, but okay. She may not do it herself.
Okay. What's going to happen is Cersei and Margaery are going to have a sword fight, and he's going to think it's the best thing he's ever seen in his fucking life. But my boy Oberyn can't get no love.
I mean, I doubt that, but...
obviously, he'll think it's the best thing he's ever seen in his life. They're going to do it in a mud pit.
Hey!
Without the sword and no clothes.
Hey!
All right, so Melisandre. Yes. But you think she's going to be in some sort of exile fleeing from Stannis?
All right, so I still think she'll be alive. Maybe not. Maybe her role won't change though. I'm thinking maybe she won't be in exile from Stannis.
Okay.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here. Do we really think that Stannis is going to let her, you know, oogly eyed Gendry and then do it to Jon as well? Without like, some form of repercussions here?
Yes. Yes.
What a cuck.
As his wife and daughter.
Yeah, as his wife and daughter. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of Stannis, you think that he would be the king who you thought that he was going to be the king who didn't make it in the war. And then you thought no. And then he'd die in battle after doing everything in his power just to fail.
I still think he'll do that.
Okay. You're pretty solid on Stannis's outcome.
Yeah.
All right, now here.
But you know, Stannis is at a different point now, though. Like, let's just think about where he's at now. He's got the, you know, the 25 guys left at the wall. but what if he can turn the wildlings in his favor and has them at his back?
I don't see it.
All right, and then we have the Mountain, who you thought would be killed by the Hound. So. Where are we on the Mountain? Interesting, considering how he ended.
Well, I think if that dude can, if that dude does what he does, Mountain gonna be alive. He just may not be like the Mountain that we know.
Okay. So
like, I'm going full like Frankenstein monster here.
Frankenstein. So. You think he's gonna be killed by the Hound, but you told us Hound's done for. So
technically, we did not see the Hound die. But
we also didn't
how the fuck you come back from that?
I don't see him coming back.
We also didn't see Cereo Pharrell die.
Me and you don't think he's dead, so there's that.
Yeah, but like y'all are like the only ones that don't think he's dead.
We're gonna see Cereo again.
Okay.
I will point him out when we see him. I'll be sure to point him out. It's coming soon.
You think the mountain lives as a Frankenstein monster?
Yeah.
Party. All right. Brienne. Yes. You think she will make it? She'll end up fighting with Jaime, but not knighted.
She's still going to make it, but I don't think she'll be fighting Jaime anymore.
Okay. Tywin. No. Around the end of 5, start of 6.
Too late.
Close. He would
go in a battle with Dany.
Too late.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad take, though. That's a horrible take. Right. Let me think about it. Because that bitch can't stop liberating. So that was a horrible take.
Ramsay Bolton? No. Theon's revenge in season 4.
Rip.
You got time. I mean, it is season 4, but like the theory still holds. Just timeline doesn't.
Yeah. True.
So do you sticking with that?
Yeah.
That it's going to come at Theon. Okay.
Well, let's think about it. At this point in time in the series, who else would it be?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're writing the story of Theon and Ramsay here, like, who else is it going to be? At this point in time in the show.
No idea.
It ain't going to be nobody else. Like, Ramsay's just one of the people that you see, and, like, you hear him talk and watch how he acts, and you're like, yeah, I ain't fucking with him. Nah, I'll pass.
All
he's
right.
The kid that's in gym class that isn't athletic, but you're scared of him, so he's passing the ball anyway.
Real school shooter vibes.
Exactly.
Rickon Stark. You said that he will not make it.
I can still hold true.
Because you could not remember having ever seen him at all.
Which holds true.
It's still like... He gone.
That motherfucker left in what? Episode, like season 3, right?
Yeah, the end of season 3.
And we ain't seen him one time in season 4.
Haven't seen him.
Yep.
That might be a theme here in this game. Bruce Bolton. You said no, he won't make it. You thought he would be betrayed by the Lannisters in season 4. So.
I don't think he'll be betrayed by the Lannisters.
I was gonna say there ain't really no Lannister to betray him at this point.
Yeah, like
okay.
He's still gonna die though.
He's definitely gonna die for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, we had Dario Naharis, who you thought Jorah would kill in season 5. So, how you feeling about that? With Jorah in exile. Dario is banging Danny, though.
Yeah, but he gone, though. So they're both gone, basically. So I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Do you think he's going to make it?
No, he might still die.
Okay.
But it ain't going to be by Jorah.
All right. Just battle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to season 4. Do they make it? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So my first one is going to be Jorah. Jorah himself. So he's in exile. He's riding in exile with his head held high.
And I did say at the end of that episode that I think he's going to go to the wall.
Do you still think he's going to go to the wall? like hindsight and thinking about it more.
Where else is he gonna go?
I have no idea. I like I said,
The,
like double back.
because
Like
we
do
don't.
double back, just do a circle, do a loop.
Maybe she changed her mind.
Yeah. Sometimes when you piss a woman off, you just gotta walk out the room for a couple minutes and then you can go back in.
What if I tell you he comes back with some hot wings? Do you still
What if he comes back holding drug on by like a leash or something? It's like, look, I found him. Have tamed the dragon.
Nah.
I do like your theory though. Like your theory is solid in terms of reasoning.
Yeah, I'm still gonna stick with that. I don't think he's gonna die.
You think he's gonna make it and just serve out a life on the wall? All right, Black Brother. All right. TJ, how do you feel about his prediction?
I'm good with it. I'm good with it because it's logical. Like it's not nothing like far-fetched, like Oprah can't fight. So it's logical.
Speaking of people who can't fight, my first is Podrick Payne. Does Pod make it? Because remember, I'm gonna give you a hint here. Like I told you that he could sing, and we haven't heard him sing yet. So does he make it?
I think Podrick will make it because his like demeanor is the type that will survive.
Okay.
He's like one of
So
those like ones that is like you look at it and you're like, how did you survive that?
okay.
He indeed, indeed.
Yeah, that's accurate.
For sure.
I have
You
no
don't, but you don't think that like Brienne's gonna just do the dishonorable thing and kill this
idea.
motherfucker for losing the horses?
No, Brienne ain't gonna do
Like, bitch,
that.
you lost these horses. Like,
And lost Arya.
yeah, time for you to die.
What's his outcome? He's a squire. Does he get knighted?
No, I doubt that too.
Okay. He just gets to live, be happy.
Pretty much.
Okay. Can't argue with that. All right, TJ.
All right, so my next one is a man of little words, but has been very important to the series so far. So my guy Hodor, does Hodor make it?
Hodor.
And the only reason I bring him up is because like Bran's little clique has been like untouchable for the longest time, but you know, we just saw what
True.
happened.
And every time they get in trouble, Bran just takes over Hodor and then.
Correct.
That neat little trick.
So is it gonna
I think, yeah,
backfire?
it's gonna bite him in the ass.
All right. No. So
Yeah.
what you're saying is you think it's gonna be Bran's.
Bulk.
Oh. All right.
How you feel about that, Lauren?
I cannot overstate the importance of Brandon Stark. That's how I feel. Mine, though, speaking of people we saw at the end of season three and then have not seen since, Gendry. Does Gendry make it? Did he fall out of that boat? Where is he? Is he across the narrow sea at this point? Does Gendry make it?
Where did Davos tell him to go?
Pintos, right? No, not Pintos.
No, he told him which direction to sail in.
Yeah.
What direction?
He said sail toward King's Landing.
I thought he said stay away from King's Landing.
No, he said that there's an island. He was like, don't go there, they'll find you.
Oh. Because I was kind of thinking maybe he sails and then somehow ends up in Bravos and gets a
I knew, look,
reunion
as soon as you
with
said that, I knew where you were
Arya.
going with that. As soon as you asked where did he sail, I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Get a reunion with Arya.
I mean, he's been sailing for a while. He could be in Braavos. He's been sailing for an entire season.
Exactly.
But
Plausible.
I mean, Theon's sister sailed for a whole season to go get Theon. He could do the same.
He was just right up the street.
Although she had proper ships, and Gendry's just
He's got
got
a
barks.
little rowboat.
He's got oars. So does Gendry make it?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with it. He gonna have a reunion with Arya.
Okay. He has a reunion with Arya, and then they just.
And then after that part, I mean, who knows with Arya?
Okay.
She's still
She's no
got a
lady.
list. She's got a list to do, and then she's hoping to find what's his face.
Oh, he needs so he can just be her fun sidekick.
Yeah,
No problem
she's no lady though.
All right. Well, to recap, season four, Jorah Mormont. Yes. He's gonna live out his life on the wall. Pod, yes. He's not going to be knighted, but he should just be happy to be alive. Hodor? No. Bran's fault. You think it's going to be Bran's fault? Okay. And then Gendry, Arya's sidekick. Arya's Girl Friday. I love it. All right. That was, do they make it? That was fun. All right, guys. I know football season is over, but draft season is coming up. And in
You're
this,
right.
and I know that I need to renew the league. Thank you. Anyway, in the spirit of draft season, here we are, season four draft.
Let me just say, this is the most unprepared I've been for a draft in my life, so we'll see how this goes. I ain't had no time to sit down and look at this shit.
I love it. I love it.
And I'm not picking first, so I don't have
Yeah,
like a way out.
you're good.
I'm picking when?
Picking second.
I know that, but
But like you're good because you're definitely gonna get to pick Oberyn's little bullshit dance.
Yeah, I am. I still am. I'm trying to look. I will trade you my second round pick or my second pick this year, my first round or my first pick next season for season six first.
You said that was stupid. All right, Ginge.
Huh?
Number, you said trading picks was stupid. Your turn, Ginge, to kick it off.
I go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Your first pick this time.
Oh man, I'm on the clock. All right, I'm going with episode two, The Lion and the Rose.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'd almost have to because blind ranking.
Yeah,
Yup.
blind rankings.
Yup.
That's where you put it. So you still think that that is the best episode of the season?
Yep.
Okay.
I
All
don't have to listen to that dude no more.
right. Is such a good moment watching him turn purple. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. I like it. You stood on business there, and I respect it. TJ?
Man, I'm stressing over here. I'm sweating. Hang on.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways we can go here. We could go for sit.
Is he free something?
Yeah, he is.
You go for eight for attention. I just gotta figure out what y'all gonna fuck up to where something I want drops to me. But with 402, I think I'm gonna take the finale. Cause I think I can get something in the second round.
Okay. Okay. I think I know what you can get in the second round.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
No, I don't
Sure.
think you do.
All right. All right. 410, the children. It's a good finale. It's a very good
Yes, I told you, it's
finale.
like the third best finale in the season or in the series. So,
Gosh, shooting your daddy on the toilet is just cinema.
and
After he girlfriend.
And killing the woman you love, you know?
Did she deserve
Oh, for
it?
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Ugh.
I'm not gonna co-sign that, but yeah. What do
Yeah.
you So I guess I'm on the clock then. I don't know. All right. I really don't. 409. You know what? Yeah.
Okay. That's
409.
what I figured. I figured that's what you're going to take first round.
Watches on the wall. I do, you
Because
know.
you talked about how much you loved that episode.
I do love that episode. It's a very good episode. We lose people that we have had with us since the beginning. Like, there are some deaths that feel significant
Indeed.
without being like big, huge character deaths.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
oh, they still hurt.
Pip, grin.
Grin, like, Grin went out fighting a giant and he was from a farm. Like, yeah.
Speaking
Yeah.
of Pip, I went and saw Last Breath this past weekend, movie about deep sea diver welder dudes and one got trapped. And Pip was in it. And it was the only other thing I've ever seen Pip in.
Shit. And I bet you when you saw him, you're like, holy shit, that's Pip.
Yep, I was. I was like, hey, that's Pip.
Yeah,
Man looking old now.
he's a very recognizable face. All right, Ginge. First pick of the second round.
I'm going with episode six.
That's what I thought was going to drop to me.
Episode six.
Episode six, The Laws of Gods and Men. Yeah. That, yeah. That's Tyrion's trial is just, it's really good. They shortened it for the show, actually, because like in the book it's over several days.
Unfortunate.
I like the way like they had to shorten it. You can't, they're not going to give you like several days of just like courtroom drama. We have to get to Oberyn's flag thing, his color
His
practice.
color guard.
But yeah, Tywin, oh God, the way Tywin baits him, like he's about to get it, and he's like, I'm gonna see if he can hold on. I bet he can't, and I'm gonna get to get rid of him, like my plan is when I killed my grandson, and that's, I'm standing on that, 10 toes down
Yes,
on that.
stand on that.
I'm standing 10 toes down that Joffrey doesn't die without Tywin's okay. Like, even Olenna and Littlefinger couldn't do that without Tywin knowing.
I agree.
TJ, since you lost the 406, what now?
I think I'm gonna shake up the draft here and go. The first episode, Two Swords.
Disgusting. Okay.
What'd you say, James?
Disgusting.
Yes,
Oh, what did he have to rank in blind rankings?
like eight?
401 is number eight. Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, eight.
I enjoy 4-1. We got a lot of good setup. It's a good intro episode.
You get a cold open.
You said what?
A cold open.
Yes, we get a cold open for sure.
Elena
We get
meet.
the very end with Arya getting her revenge on that guy.
Yes, she gets another kill.
Yes.
And she gets needle back.
Yeah, and she gets needle back.
Come on. Okay.
4-1.
He said absolutely not. All right. You know what? Yeah. Mockingbird. I'm going with 407. Mockingbird.
Okay. Where was that blind rankings? It was over 4-8, wasn't it? Because he had seven and then eight right underneath it.
Was it six?
Okay.
Look, in my on my draft board I got going on over here, I have Mockingbird higher than Two Swords on the draft board too.
Ah, it's cool.
Yeah. This is where we get Hot Pie back. Oberyn says he's going to fight for Tyrion. Littlefinger gets his hands dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. 407. I'm taking Mockingbird. I have put more thought into this draft than I have into the last two rookie drafts in our league. Ginny, your turn.
I'm doing episode 8, The Mountain and the Viper.
That was my next pick because I thought you were going to just skip right over.
Now tell us how dumb you think it is.
Yeah, tell me how dumb you think Omer's fighting was.
Not dumber than the other episodes.
Oh, what's left?
Episode 4, episode 5, and episode 3.
Oh man. Okay. Okay. You know what I don't want? I don't want episode 3. So I'm not taking that one. I'm not taking Breaker of Chains. Chains, I'm sorry.
10.
You said what?
Is that because he put that at 10?
Nah, because like number one, I really don't remember it because we recorded that shit so fucking long ago. We recorded that. I took my notes on January 2nd. Is how long ago that was. So, number one, I really don't remember. And if I can't remember it, then it's not worth me taking. And it's called Breaker of Chains. Like, I'm just not going to take that one. Sorry.
All right.
So let's go. Let's go 4 or 5.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the episode where John kills Carl, like, end of the episode's very strong.
That's also
very strong end.
That's also the episode where we find out that like Littlefinger has orchestrated this whole entire
Yes.
And
with that, we learn about the Iron Bank a little bit. We see Liza's like crazy moment during that episode. She gets jealous of Sansa, like talks herself into it. Yeah. Yeah, 4 or 5.
And also, long may he reign. Tommen.
Long may he reign.
Tommen. That was our questions that need answers episode. When we were like, what's going to happen with Danny and these slaves? And the very next episode, guess what? They're revolting. All right. Well, I guess that leaves me with 3 and 4.
And you're not taking Breaker of Chains either, so.
Am I gonna? I'm a Breaker of Chains. Okay, you know what? I'm okay with taking Oathkeeper because there is the Grey Worm and Missandei romance. There is Jaime and Brienne romance, where like he knows her measurements. He bought her some armor. That's romance. And oh yeah, that's when Margie like starts working on Tom, and I'll take that. Yeah, because that's also when we get the reveal that Littlefinger and Olenna did it. I'm happy with Oathkeeper. Not as happy as I would have been with First of His Name, but what the fuck.
I don't know why you thought I was going to fuck that up.
What a monster. Ugh, gross. Anyways, just to recap, Gingy, the following is your roster. You ready?
Yep.
106, A Golden Crown. 105, The Wolf and the Lion. 104, Crippled Bastards and Broken Things. 206, The Old Gods and the New. 202, The Night Lions. And 204, Garden of Bones. 304, And Now His Watch Has Ended, where we lose Jorah Mormont. 310, Mysa. 308, Second Sons. And now you've added 402, The Lion and the Rose, 406, The Laws of Gods and Men, and 408, The Mountain and the Viper.
Season 3 is the only season I didn't pick episode 6.
Is it?
Yeah.
Something about them sixes.
Yes. Well, that's interesting. Now I'm going to watch that. All right, TJ, yours. 109, Baylor. 101, Winter is Coming. 103, Lord Snow. 210, Valor Morghulis. 207, A Man Without Honor. 203, What is Dead May Never Die. 309, Reigns of Castamere. 307, The Bear and the Maiden Fair. 303, Walk of Punishment. And
I'm still shocked I got 309. Like, I'm still trying to figure out how you fucked that up. But.
And season 4, you have added 410, The Children, 401, Two Swords, and 405, First of His Name. You have a lot
strong
of.
Team.
You got two, what? Two first episodes.
Two finales.
Oh, and two penultimates. Look at you.
Yeah, I mix it up, you know.
And then mine is 108, The Pointy End, 107, You Win or You Die, 110, Fire and Blood, 209, Blackwater, 205, The Ghost of Harrenhal, 201, The North Remembers, 306, The Climb, 302, Dark Wings, Dark Words, 301, Valo Dahares. And then I have added 409, Watchers on the Wall, 407, Mockingbird, and 404, Oathkeeper. Okay, how's everybody feeling? I know, TJ, you feel fine.
Yeah, I feel great. I still feel like you fucked up season 3, but, you know.
Who, me? You feel like I fucked up season 3? What would I want 3 lines for? Anyway, I'm good with my roster. I'm telling, like, a cohesive story with my roster. Is he frozen again?
Yep.
He looks like the end of a sitcom. All right. Well, now for our critical thinking assignment. Hooray!
Yay!
So we're going to play best and worst case scenario.
Oh, shit. I forgot we still had this. You definitely couldn't go without me then. I forgot this was still left.
Yes, we're going to play best and worst case scenario. So, Ginge, we're going to give you a storyline, like, because we're halfway through now. Best case scenario, what does the second half of this look like? All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll go first.
Let me go first while my shit's working. That way, if y'all have to go without me, you can go without me.
Okay.
All right. So, I didn't have enough time to put a lot of thought into this, but, you know, I did put a little bit of thought into this. So I talked about Hodor earlier. So what is the best case scenario for Bran, Meera, and Hodor at this point? So we left them there with the Three-Eyed Raven. Bran's supposed to be able to fly, whatever that means. So what's the best case scenario for Bran?
Maybe that this dude, Santa Claus, about to make him Rudolph. Not literally.
Well, I'm going to spoil something for you. Next time we see Santa Claus, he will be clean shaven and a totally different guy. So, just so you
well,
know.
Well, he'll just be Kris Kringle then.
Yeah, whatever. He ain't going to be the same dude, though.
No, I think best case scenario is that this dude does exactly what he says and is going to help him like reach his true potential with whatever power that he's got. But I think best case scenario is he's going to make him a great warg, and then he's going to use that ability to help fight against the White Walkers so that it's not just people fighting, it's also animals fighting too.
Okay. All right.
I'm disappointed in my pick now. fuck spoilers.
I mean, is it really spoilers? It's been like 11 years.
As a spoiler to you, the fuck? We are outside of spoiler territory, but I really, you know, some things like, damn it.
Okay, well, mine then is Janie's in Marine. She's freeing the slaves in Slaver's Bay. She's not doing a real good job holding that. Her dragons are burning children, and she had to lock two of them up. Right? She came from nothing. She went with the Dothraki. She's worked her way up to this figurehead. A liberator. That's her first half. Best case scenario for her second half. Like, she's going into the locker room. There, she's basically tied. Like, what's she really done? What's the second half best case scenario for
Is she tied or is she down by like 42 because she ain't did shit?
her?
I mean, she could only be down by 25.
Is she really down? Because, like, she's got soldiers. Everybody else is losing people.
I mean, true. Like, with Tywin gone, who's really gonna be in charge of the Lannister army? And
I feel
then,
like
I
she
mean, the only
milked the
one
clock. You know
is
what? It might be tied. It's probably 0-0 right now because she just ran the ball for the first half and milked the clock the entire time.
Stannis.
And I don't think the other team got the ball, to be honest with you.
I mean, best case scenario is that she goes to King's Landing and wins and becomes queen or whatever. But like, at this point in time, do we even care?
At this point in time, no,
Like,
I do
as a
not.
viewer, do we care what happens to Dany? Because
I
they
think
really just like left her out there in left field, and it's like, meh.
in the back of our minds we should care, but like the way they set her story up,
Yeah.
it's so fucking exhausting to this point,
Like,
to where it's like, you know what?
just she just need to stay over there and rule that part of the world like she is at this point, 'cause like who cares? By the time you get over here, the White Walker is gonna be running rampant, like who cares?
Okay. So best case scenario.
But her best case scenario is that she finally like smartens up and is like,
Yeah,
hey,
puts her ass in gear.
forget these slaves, we going. Or put train these slaves, we going to war.
Okay. All right.
Which in Game of Thrones timeline, that could take one episode. It could never even happen. They could still be training them motherfuckers to this day, and we don't even know it. We don't know how time works.
Love it. Did you have another one, TJ?
Let
You
me
got a
see.
worst case. What's the worst case scenario for Samwell Tarly? I think that
No. Oh, you know what?
sorry.
Something big does happen, you know,
Yeah,
soon with everybody.
what is Sam's best case scenario?
Yeah, what is Sam's best case scenario?
Like,
I
yeah, he has
guess.
bar mitzvah this season. So what? He's a man now. What's his back half?
Yeah, but I don't. I think Sam's best case scenario is that he becomes what he becomes, what the old blind guy, his
Okay,
role.
Amen.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that would be his best case scenario.
Okay.
Because, like, he loves Gilly, but, like, I don't think he's gonna betray the vows to, like, leave, because even if he did, then they're gonna kill him. So I think his like best case scenario is he would be like head steward or
Yeah,
whatever he
Maester.
is.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And he's alive, so that's obviously best case for you for sure.
Yeah.
Got another one, TJ?
What's for worst coast case scenario? What's John's worst case scenario? Like, what could happen to John that could be worst case?
Yes, because remember, there's a job opening at the wall.
John's worst case scenario probably be death.
Okay.
By the White Walkers.
By the White Walkers,
Yeah.
John becomes a white. That is his
Yo, it's
scenario.
fucking scary.
That is a pretty terrible case.
I like that though. I like that. I like that theory.
I like that. What would John's best case scenario be? What would John's best case scenario be? What is.
Do you want me to answer this question? Because I can really answer this fucking question for you.
No, I don't want you to answer this question. So how
I
it goes. What's the best case scenario for John? He's lost Ygritte. Like, he's had to treat with Mance. Like, they've got people at the wall now, but, like, what does that really mean? What's his
mean,
best case
his
scenario?
best case scenario would be just like Sam's. He'll be the head guy.
Lord Commander.
Lord.
You think this is best case? Like,
He
do you?
can, he just in the same boat as Sam, can't leave because then he'll be an
A
outcast.
little bit, but do you ever think he takes on a role as a Stark again?
He can't.
Hey, y'all, fuck the Night's Watch, man. Like, there's 10 of them people left.
He swore an oath.
Let's expand this a little bit. They ain't even there. Like, let's act like they're not even there. There's 10 of them.
No, well, if that was the case, then yeah, I could see him taking up being a Stark and going back to Winterfell and ruling over Winterfell. But I don't see him leaving.
Okay. But the nice part right now is like when you have a football team and you got 10 players, like you can't even take a team out there. Like you just got to disband the whole varsity team. Like in this case, the JV team.
Yeah.
The
Not even
B team.
half of them.
Yeah, this is the B team.
This is whoever survived the Yellow Jackets crash. Anyway. All right. Okay. All right. That was best and worst case scenario. Now for the season ratings. I go first. I gave season one a 7 out of 10. I gave season two a 7 out of 10. I gave season three a 9 out of 10. And season four, I'm giving a 6.5. Like,
Okay.
season four is full of a lot of really good moments, but there's not a lot of episodes that I really enjoy. Like, there's moments I can watch, but like, there's no episode that I'm just like really like, oh, I love this episode. I mean, there's Watchers on the Wall, but like, it's just a series of like really good moments for me. But yeah, 6.5.
That's accurate. All right, I'll go next. What's mine?
All right, season one, 8 out of 10. Season two,
Okay.
8 out of 10. Season three, 7 out of 10.
I gave season three a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Huh.
Now what, girl?
Let's give season four a 7 as well. I'll give season four a 7.
You're gonna give season four a 7.
Yeah, because like I don't want to give season four a 8, and then I think season five is better than season four, and then I'm like, oh, let me give season five an 8 as well, and then it's yeah, I gotta temper my expectations here a little bit.
Okay. Fair. All right, Jay.
I do like season four. A lot of stuff does happen, but like you said, like it's a season comprised of really good moments. Like and then a lot of setup and some slower episodes, so
All right, Ginge. Season one, 6 out of 10. Season two, 7 out of 10. Season three, 9 out of 10. Well, now where do you go?
well, I think season four is better than season
Yeah.
three, so I gotta give it a 10 now.
I'm like so far.
Dang
So here we are.
it.
James, we don't know how to ring shit.
You're right. No, I'm gonna give this one a 9 too, though.
Okay. 9 out of, even though it was better. Do you want to give it like a 9.1 just to? to really
No, I don't
better than
believe in the
season
point.
three.
I don't believe in the point.
Yeah, just round up, round down.
All right, so you're gonna give season four a nine.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 9.
Okay.
Because
Even
the
though
moments in the season for me were enough.
enough, especially that first one,
Yes.
getting rid of Joffrey.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I respect that. Because this is your first time through and you haven't seen the rest of this yet.
Also true.
We'll see how that, like, these are basically blind rankings too. So,
True.
Basically.
all right. Well, that's our finale episode. Like, next time I see you guys, we're going to be talking about season five, the back half of the series.
Great.
I can't believe we're here.
We made it.
Season five is just such a season. From what I remember when I was watching it weekly, season five was a good one. There's a lot of stuff that happens.
I enjoy season five a
It's
lot.
also the last, season tied to the books. So, really, if things go off the rails from here, you know who to blame. It's not George R. R. Martin.
So let me ask you, does the end moment we have a season five, does that happen in the books?
Yes. That's
Okay.
how book five ends.
Okay.
And when we get to that, there is a theory, because as we know, book six is not out, so there is a theory about how that goes, that obviously differs from what happens.
Okay, write this down. We need you to tell us the theory during that recap episode.
I will do that. I will.
Write that shit down, because I'm not gonna remember.
I'll write that down when I'm editing this later this week. All right. Well, anybody want to add anything about season four? Fuck you, Joffrey.
Yeah, fuck you, Joffrey. Glad you're out of here.
Good luck to you, Reek. Theon. Sansa. Arya. And the gang. And RIP to the Hound, maybe.
RIP to the helm.
Period. Done.
Yeah.
He's out of here. Was a good one, wasn't it?
That
That was pretty good. He's out of here.
was
That's gonna do it.
Yeah, they fed us lasagna that I didn't eat at work today, so I'm gonna be Italian.
You can't, like, it's turning you into an Italian and not into Garfield.
I didn't even eat the shit, but yeah.
Didn't need it. It's
I don't
free
eat
food,
lasagna.
man.
I
No.
don't eat lasagna. I had salad though. I don't eat lasagna.
Why?
Nope. I'm growing up broken black. Like
Had spaghetti every night.
spaghetti and all that shit just about every goddamn night. So yeah, I'm good. No, I'm not eating lasagna now. I've graduated. It's like pork chop. I don't want pork chop either.
Yo, I can't do a pork chop either.
Yeah, like I like pork chop. I'm not eating that shit no more.
I can eat lasagna like once a month because there's six people that live in my house. So a family size lasagna is one meal.
I could literally eat spaghetti every single day and be happy.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
And you would have to because you can't really make spaghetti for one. Like,
True.
True. You make spaghetti, you are eating spaghetti for 3, 4 days. Like,
yup.
that's how that shit goes. Ugh. Give me some Chef Boyardee, though, any day.
That's so disgusting.
You are an adult.
He just said he graduated and went straight to
Yes,
Chef
yeah. Right? Yeah. Grads, I'm too good
Boyardee.
for spaghetti, but Chef Boyardee,
Right? Yeah.
oh man, it's the only thing that's cheap in grocery stores these days.
Is it?
I don't know.
Nothing's cheap in grocery stores these days. I sent my stepkid $50 and I was just like, enjoy a pack of gum. I don't know what you can get with
I feel
Anyway,
it.
that's gonna do it for this episode of Charges of the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. That's gonna do it for season four. And don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. So on behalf of my co-hosts, Gingy and TJ, we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.
He's out of here.